bring you Viewpoint with Pete Steveson discussing the Bible's view of family relationships.
Today and all this week, we'll be discussing the sexual revolution. In just a generation, this nation has undergone a radical change in its attitude toward sexual practices. In almost every area, homosexuality, fornication, adultery, pornography, and perverted forms of sex, we now accept the practices that were rejected outrightly by our fathers. In area after area, the moral standards of today differ drastically from those of just a few years ago. For example, last year, 1.6 million abortions took place in the United States, with one-third of them performed on pregnant teenagers. There's been a 50% increase in the number of births to unwed mothers in the past decade, with one out of every six births now coming out of wedlock. Colleges now routinely provide birth control devices to students at college clinics. But although the standards of our modern generation have changed, the standards of God's Word have not changed one iota from what they've always been. In the area of premarital sex, the Bible says, "If a man entice a maid that is not betrothed and lie with her, he shall surely endow her to be his wife." In other words, sexual relationships are not casual, easy-come, easy-go relationships. This act is serious, so serious that God reserves it for marriage, and two people who willingly participated were expected to marry in biblical times. The area of homosexuality was treated very seriously in Old Testament. Leviticus 18:22 says, "Thou shalt not lie with mankind as with womankind. It is abomination." Later in that same passage, in verse 29, it says, "Whosoever shall commit any of these abominations, even the souls that commit them, shall be cut off or executed from among their people." Finally, verse 30 adds the admonition, "Therefore shall ye keep mine ordinance, that ye commit not any of these abominable customs which were committed before you, and that ye defile not yourselves therein. I am the Lord your God." God's attitude toward prostitution is seen in Leviticus 19:29, where he says, "Do not prostitute thy daughter to cause her to be a whore, lest the land fall to whoredom and the land become full of wickedness." More than any other sin, adultery is condemned in the Bible. Over 50 times, God's Word speaks of this sin in blunt terms, showing us that God hates adultery. Solomon vividly described the sin in Ecclesiastes 7:26. "I find more bitter than death the woman whose heart is snares and nets, and her hands as bands. Whoso pleaseth God shall escape from her, but the sinner shall be taken by her." This sampling of verses from God's eternal word shows that his standards remain what they've always been. In the light of this, Christians need to be sure that they hold the same standards that God holds toward sexual practices. The world may be in the midst of a sexual revolution, but believers need to be certain that we're not caught up in the changes that the world has adopted. What about you? Are your standards biblical ones? Or have you fallen into the trap of accepting some deviant sexual practice as just an alternate lifestyle? Or have you secretly wished or even practiced some wicked sin in this area? If this is the case in your life, let me urge you to confess that sin to the Lord. Confess it and forsake it, and consciously begin to practice the biblical approach to this very important part of life.
You've just heard Viewpoint with Pete Steveson discussing the Bible's view of family relationships.